This morning to Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. The Lord laid this message on my heart earlier in the week. And He knows exactly what we need and when we need it. Amen. And I'm thankful for that today. And we enjoyed the ride over this morning and just enjoyed. And I want to apologize to the church. Maybe some of y'all don't even know. I accidentally left with this mic the last time I was here, and I got down the road and I started to take my tie off, and I said, "Oh no." My wife said, "What?" I said, "I've still got the mic on." And but anyway, we turned around, come back, and brought it back. But we're glad to be back this morning. Ephesians chapter number 2, stand if you will this morning in reverence of reading the Word of God. I want to read verses 4 and 5 and then skip down and read just a few more verses this morning. The Bible said here in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherein He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." Go down to verse number 8 now. The Bible said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." May we pray. Father, we do thank You, Lord, for this day. Thank You, Father, for allowing us to be back in Your house this morning. God, I pray, Father, Lord, now that You would comfort this church. God, as they're grieving today, Lord, their hearts are heavy. God, I pray, Father, Lord, for the family. I pray, God, Lord, for this church. Lord, I pray, Father, that You'll ever be near them, Lord. And God, I pray, Father, that You'd help us now as we stand behind this sacred desk. Lord, we stand in need again, Lord, to be filled with the Spirit of God. Lord, I pray as the message goes out, You'll speak to hearts. And Lord, if there's one here today that's lost, that don't know You, I pray, Father, Lord, the sweet Holy Spirit of God, Lord, would prick that heart. Lord, give them an invitation and draw them, Father, that they might come to know You as their Lord and Savior, for it's everlasting too late. God, You know the hearts of Your people. I pray, Father, that You'd help them and bless them, Lord, during this time. Lord, maybe some carrying a heavy burden, maybe some, Lord, troubled. And God, maybe some need to make a decision. I pray, Father, that You'd help them, Lord. You know our hearts, You know our needs. Lord, help us to find our place in the Scripture today. We'll never fail, Lord, to bow, give You the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. For these things we ask in Jesus' sweet, holy, precious name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach today, Lord, being my helper this morning, on the amazing grace of God. The amazing grace of God. When we look at the word grace, that means unmerited favor. I'm glad that God still has grace today. He's still giving grace out today, and I'm thankful for that. When we look into the passage of Scripture today, you know, and I've thought about that word grace, and I've heard people say this before. If you break that down, it'd be God's righteousness at Christ's expense. That's what grace is today. That's one of the definitions that you could say for grace today. But I'm glad it's amazing today. I'm glad. Beloved, I love that old hymn that we sing. Beloved, it's in our hymn books, "Amazing Grace." That song never gets old to me. And I'm thankful that it's still good today. I want to look in the Scripture today and give you three thoughts about grace today. And I trust it'll be a help and a blessing to you. First of all, when we read the passage of Scripture this morning, we see, first of all, that we are saved by grace. I'm glad he said in verse 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." He said there in the first part of that chapter, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." I'm glad, beloved, that we've been made alive in Christ Jesus today. Ain't you glad today that God's love, He loved us so much that He quickened us and made us alive in Christ Jesus. I remember when I was dead in trespasses and sin, I didn't have no hope. I didn't have no joy. I didn't have no peace on the inside. I'm glad that grace can bring peace in the time of trouble. I'm glad grace can bring a joy to us when we are brokenhearted today. But we find here, not only is that, grace is not by works. You can't work for it. You can't do anything for it. But the Bible said we don't have to. The Bible says it is a gift of God. Boy, ain't you glad of that this morning? I don't know about you, but I like to receive gifts, don't you? Hey, the greatest gift that God ever gave mankind was His Son, Jesus Christ. And boy, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for God's grace today. How beloved His grace is to all mankind. Amen. I want to back up and say that one more time, because we're living in a day and time when it's being taught and it's being preached that grace is just for a certain group of people. The Bible says it's for all mankind. I'm thankful for that. The Bible said in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared. Now listen to what the Bible says, to all men. Woo! I say bless His holy name this morning. Ain't you glad that it's a whosoever will this morning? I'm glad there's no big I's or little U's. I'm glad there's a certain group that can and a certain group that can't. They all can. Hey, listen, if a man dies and goes to a devil's hell, he'll go there because he rejected Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. I'm thank God for grace this morning. I'm glad it's saving grace. You might say, be here this morning, you say, well, what would it do for me? What would grace do for me this morning? He tells us there in Titus chapter 2, one of the things it'll do for us, it'll teach us. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 12, it says this. It says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Hey, he's telling us some things here that grace will do for us. It will teach us these things. It'll teach us to come out from among the world and be separate, saith the Lord. Hey, I'm glad that I get around God's people. They're peculiar people. Hey, listen, there's something strange about them. They ain't going along with the world. They ain't going along with just anything that goes, friend. Hey, they're living by the principles and the doctrine of the Word of God. But he said, teaching us, hey, that and worldly lust, that we should live godly in this present world, looking, listen to what else he says. He says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Not only are we to be living right, but we're to be looking for that great Savior of ours. We're to be looking for Him. Are you looking today? Amen. Oh, listen, every once in a while, hey, when it begins to storm out the house where we live on top of the hill, there's a valley, great big long valley. I can see the rain and the storm coming for miles before it ever gets to the house. And a lot of times I'll see those clouds out there. Hey, it may be blue skies right there at the house at the moment, but I can look off and see those dark clouds coming. I wonder sometimes if the Lord's coming. Hey, the Lord, He said He'd come out on the cloud, didn't He? With the voice of an archangel. Hey, I'm glad one of these days He is coming. But He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purifying in Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. He said, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. He said, let no man despise thee. That's grace this morning.
saving grace. I'm glad it's transforming grace. I'm glad today that it does transform us. He said in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Ain't you glad that God's grace transforms you? Oh, listen, you're looking at a preacher this morning. I'm so thankful that God's grace transformed me one day. Hey, he's still working on me. He's still molding me and shaping me into what he wants me to be. You're not looking at a finished product yet, but one of these days, hallelujah to his name, one of these days, beloved, we're going to have that perfect body. We're going to have that one likened to the Son of God. We're going to have the body, friend, that we've always longed for. We'll never get old. We'll never get tired, friend, because we're going to get that glorified body. And then secondly, I want you to see something about grace this morning. We're justified by his grace. Ain't you glad of that this morning? Turn, if you will, with me to Romans chapter number 3. We're justified by his grace. Not only does it save us, but it justifies. In Romans chapter 3, in verse number 22 or 24, it says this. It says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say it this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believed in Jesus. I'm glad that we're justified. That word justified means this. It means we are declared righteous this morning. That's how we're justified in God's eyes. We're declared righteous through Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross of Calvary this morning. We're justified by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That word redemption, he said being justified freely by his grace through the redemption. I want to just speak to you this morning just a minute on redemption. There's three things about redemption, beloved, this morning. Redemption, it means to declare by paying a price. Now, I've got the Greek and Hebrew, and it's written out in my Bible, but I'm not going to try to pronounce Greek or Hebrew. Because if I did, you might think I was speaking in an unknown tongue. I do Southern pretty good. And I mess it up a lot of times. But we look here in the scripture, first of all, the first one means, it's, and I'm going to spell it out, A-G-O-R-A-Z-O. It means to purchase in the market. The underlying thought is of the slave market. And then secondly, it's E-X-A-G-O-R-A-Z-O. It means to buy out of the slave market. The redeemed are never again to be exposed to sale. And then the last one is L-U-T-R-O-O. It means to loose. It means to set free by paying a price. Boy, aren't you glad this morning for redemption that we've been set free. I don't know about you this morning. Don't know how you feeling, but I'm feeling free this morning. I thank God that he redeemed me, beloved. I thank God for redemption this morning, that he saved us, beloved, and he set us free. I tell you what, I can remember a time in my life that I didn't even like myself. I don't know where the Lord brought you from. I don't know what kind of mess you come out of. You may have been raised in a Christian home and been a pretty good person growing up. But here's the thing. It takes the same saving grace to save you as it does the vilest sinner. Amen. But I was in a mess when the Lord came to where I was at. Hey, beloved, I called on his name and he saved my soul, set me free. But I can remember a time in my life that I didn't even like myself. But you know what? Ever since the Lord saved me, I like myself. Amen. Huh? You know why? Because God changed me. I'm glad, listen, I'm glad, thank God, I can't get away from this. I'm glad when the Lord saves somebody, he changes them. And it's for the better, friend. It's never for the worse. Hey, the Lord will never do anything to you or for you that will hurt you. Amen. I'm thankful for that this morning. What a Savior we serve this morning. What a salvation that we have. Ain't you glad this morning that it's by grace this morning that we have this? I'm glad that we've been set free, friend. I'm glad for his amazing grace that we're justified by it. Amen. And then thirdly in the scripture, I want you to see something here. God's amazing grace is sufficient for all needs. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm going to pick my reading up in verse number 7. This is where Paul had that thorn in the flesh. And the Bible said in verse 7, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the redemption, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in the infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. You know, there's times that we go through in this life that we think in our mind, we'll never be able to bear that. We'll never be able to go through that. Hey, but I want to tell you something this morning. His grace never comes early. Amen. It comes right on time. Amen. I'm thankful this morning for the grace of God. Paul said, hey, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. I'm thankful for the amazing grace of God. Sufficient means to be possessed of unfailing strength. To be possessed with unfailing strength. Strength. It means to be enough. Amen. If you've been saved any time, any length of time, you've been through trials, you've been through troubles, you've been through sorrow, and you'll have to say, at the time you might have thought that you couldn't bear it. At the time you might have thought, I'm not going to make it through this. But after a little while, after down the road just a little ways, you start seeing the grace of God working in your life. Amen. And his grace is sufficient. Amen. It is enough. Hallelujah. I'm glad this morning that the grace of God is enough this morning to meet our every need, no matter what we face in life. I've heard people talk and say, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can ever buy that. But his grace is sufficient. A grace affects every area of our life. His grace is sufficient. Oh, I'm thankful. Hey, listen, we could not spiritually survive without the grace of God. Honey, I tell you, I've been through some things in my life already as a Christian that I couldn't have been able to bear it. Beloved, had it not been for the grace of God, Oh, listen to me this morning. I don't understand. I can't get a hold of how people that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, the things that they bear, on their own. Hey, listen, lost people ain't no different than saved people when it comes to death, when it comes to suffering, when it comes to sorrow. They're facing the same things. But you know what? They face it alone. Oh, listen, I'm glad, hallelujah, this morning. I'm glad for the grace of God. Amen. I'm glad it's sufficient to meet my every need this morning. I'm glad, beloved, when I'm weak, the Bible said I've been made strong in the grace of God. Amen. That's what helps us to bear it. That's what helps us to bear our sorrows and our what we're going through, what this church is going through even today. His grace is sufficient. I'm thankful for that today. The amazing grace of God. Some folks might say that, you know, they don't need God's grace, but they do. Hey, I'm glad this morning for His grace. I'm glad it's a grace. Beloved, in God's grace, He gives it to us freely. The grace of God is given to everyone that's saved this morning. Hey, He has no respecter of person. This morning, the grace of God. Even Paul said, when I'm weak, I'm being made strong. It's amazing to me that Paul would say this. He said, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress. Why would Paul say that? He said, for Christ's sake, when I'm made weak, then I'm strong. He's made strong in Christ Jesus today. Oh, God bestows His grace not because of what we do or who we are, but it's because of who God is. It's because of who He is. You say, who is He? God, beloved, this morning. I'm thankful this morning that He is a God of grace this morning. He is. Listen to me, church. Don't you ever forget this. He is God this morning. Amen. He changes not. Amen. He's got all power this morning. A lot of times I think when we read the Bible, we read about Moses, we read about Abraham and Isaac and Sarah, these great people of faith. You find them over there, what I call in the book of Hebrews, the great book of heroes. Friend, we think that they were some kind of big, mighty giant of a Christian. And they were. You know why? Because they walked with God. There's not a one of us this morning that God, beloved, can't give us anything that He wants to give us. Oh, listen, God loves us all the same. I'm thankful this morning the same God that Abraham bowed and prayed to, the same God that Isaac prayed to, the same God that the prophets followed is the same God I talk to. Amen. Day in and day out. Amen. He does not change. His grace is sufficient. I'm thankful for that today. I'm glad it is, beloved. Hey, the grace of God is unearned. It's undeserved. It's unmerited. Grace is God giving Himself to us. I'm thankful for that today. Ain't you glad this morning for the grace of God? Hey, it doesn't matter what you face. There's grace for it. Amen. There's grace for it. What y'all are going through and what you're experiencing right now, there's grace for it. There's grace for it. Y'all looking for a pastor, have been for some time, there's grace for it. Amen. You're going through, I just talked to a young man this morning, lost his wife, got a call this week, told me that the death had come in the church and who it was. You know what? There's grace for it.
Amen.
That's why you opened the doors on this church this morning. Because there was grace to come in and have service this morning. That's why this husband is sitting here this morning. Because there's grace for it. That's why his family's here today. Because there's grace for it. You may be going through troubles in your life. There's grace for it. You may be going through depression in your life. There's grace for it. He's got grace. I know what depression is. When I come off of alcohol and drugs and stuff, I went through depression in my own life as a young man, 20-some years old. I know what depression is. I know what anxiety is. Have so much anxiety you think that you're going to die. But I found, church. I found that His grace was sufficient.
Amen.
You may be here today and you're dealing with some kind of an addiction. Whether it be pornography, whether it be drugs, whether it be alcohol. There's all kinds of addictions out here. All kinds of things that Satan can trap you in. But I'm here to tell you today, God's got grace for every need.
Amen.
He'll meet your every need. I know you're sitting here this morning, your hearts are heavy. You feel like you're not going to make it through. Let me say today, His grace is sufficient.
Amen.
In your weakness, you're made strong in His grace. I'm thankful that there's saving grace. There's keeping grace. There's sufficient grace. I'm thankful for the grace of God this morning. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Are you listening, church? That all we ask or think. God's amazing grace this morning. I'm thankful for it. His grace is what's going to lead you on. His grace is going to keep you keeping on. Hey, I'm glad one of these days, beloved, that we're going home.
Amen.
You're not saying goodbye today. You're saying so long for a little while.
Amen.
She graduated. If she could come back, she'd say, sorry, church. Mm-mm, too good over here.
Amen.
Too good over here. You know what she'd be saying? Come on home. That's what she'd be saying. One of these days, He's going to step out on a cloud, the voice of an archangel, and the trump of God. The Bible said the dead in Christ will rise first. And all we that remain, wouldn't it be a good day? Wouldn't it be a good day right here today for God just to step out and say, children, come home.
Amen.
And we leave out of here. Honey, there's a better day coming. There's a better day coming. Amen. I read in my Bible where over in Revelation He said that one of these days, the place we're going, what we're dealing with today, we'll deal with no more.
Amen.
He said the former things are passed away. There'll be no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more death, no more crying.
Amen.
How many's going this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If you're here this morning and you're not ready to meet the Lord, it'd be a good day to really understand what this grace is all about. He loves you this morning. You say, preacher, you don't know me. You don't know where I come from. You don't know where I've been. Let me tell you today, I don't have to know you and I don't have to know anything about you. I know Him.
Amen.
And He knows you. And He's got your number. And if he's a dialing it, you ought to open your heart's door and let him come in.
Amen.
Greatest day in my life. Are you listening? The greatest day in my life was the day that Jesus Christ knocked on my heart's door and I opened the door and let him come in. You know what he did? He come in, took up residence, and he ain't left. Hallelujah to his name. I'm glad I'm his and he's mine. Are you saved today? I'm not talking about church membership now. I ain't talking about going through the baptistry. I'm not talking about doing the best you can. I hear that so much. Are you saved? Well, preacher, I'm doing the best I can. The best you can will send you into the lake of fire.
Amen.
That burns for eternity. I'm glad it's old time, Holy Ghost, heartfelt salvation.
Amen.
This morning. Jesus paid it all. He loves you this morning.
Amen.
And he cares for you. If I did not know for sure that I was saved, I wouldn't leave this place today.
That's right. Amen.
You need to come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He loves you this morning. This is the message that God laid on my heart. I've delivered the message that God gave me this morning. What are you going to do with it? Let's stand all over the house this morning, if you will.